Welcome, deep divers. Okay, picture this. It's a lazy afternoon, maybe the sun's out, you're kicking back, watching a really great show, and maybe, just maybe, you've got a nice refreshing drink in your hand.
Sounds pretty good, right?
Exactly. It's like turning a regular day into, well, a little mini party just for yourself or maybe some friends.
Yeah, a curated experience, you could say.
That's it. So our mission today is to really unpack this whole thing. We're going to dive into how people, especially here in the U.S., are kind of making this combo of daytime drinks and daytime TV a thing.
And why it's actually, you know, kind of good for you in some ways.
Right. We'll look at the best drinks, the shows people are watching, and crucially, some really cool spots across the country where you can try this out. That localization piece is key.
Definitely.
And just so you know, a lot of the great ideas and facts we're going to talk about, if we found them over on the Show Me Vegas website. They've got some really smart takes on this whole trend.
They really do. Some good insights there.
Yeah. So stick around. We're going to uncover some, like, surprising benefits.
Mm.
Think closer friendships, less stress, and point you to some amazing U.S. spots perfect for this kind of chill vibe. Let's get into it.
Okay, so first off, what even is day drinking in this context? Because it's maybe not what some people immediately think.
Good point. It's not about going wild, right?
Not at all. It's more about, you know, having a grown-up drink during the day, but in a relaxed setting. Think brunch, maybe a picnic, hanging out with friends on a weekend or a holiday.
Uh-huh.
It's really about these light, refreshing drinks that just kind of add to the social vibe, make things a bit more fun and relaxed, less pressure than, say, a fancy evening thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, like, what kinds of drinks are we talking about typically?
Well, the classics are huge here. Mimosas, you know, sparkling wine and OJ Bolinas are similar, but with peach, super popular for brunch.
Oh, yeah. Can't go wrong there.
Then you've got your Bloody Marys, savory, spicy, kind of hearty, but still daytime appropriate. And then lighter stuff, too, like light beers, wine spritzers, just wine and soda water. Really refreshing.
And hard seltzers. Those are everywhere now.
Exactly. Hard seltzers fit right in. Fizzy, low-cal. And even some nice refreshing cocktails like a mojito or maybe a Paloma. The key is usually light and refreshing.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's the drink side. What about the shows? What kind of daytime TV are people pairing with these drinks?
Well, there's a huge variety, actually. The Show Me Vegas folks point out that lots of different daytime shows work really well. They tend to be easy to follow, engaging, but not something you have to, like, intensely concentrate on the whole time.
Right, keep it social.
Yeah, perfect for chatting through or just having on while you hang out. You've got funny talk shows, interesting panel discussions, exciting game shows.
Can you give us some specific examples? Like, what shows are we talking about in the U.S.?
Sure. Think about shows like the Ellen DeGeneres Show, historically. That was big for comedy and celebrity chat. The View is great for sparking conversation because they have all those different opinions.
Oh, yeah. People definitely have takes on The View.
Right. Then there's Love with Kelly and Ryan, celebs, lifestyle stuff. The Price is Right is like the ultimate interactive daytime game show.
Classic.
Total classic. You also have things like Dr. Phil for more personal stories or even soaps like Days of Our Lives if people are into ongoing drama. And cooking shows like Rachel Ray, always good for tips and easy viewing.
So a real mix. It's not just one type of show.
Exactly. Something for pretty much everyone's taste.
Okay, so we've got the drinks, we've got the shows. Why is putting them together such a cool thing? Like, what are the actual benefits here that Show Me Vegas talks about?
This is where it gets really interesting, according to their research. It's not just, oh, this is fun. There are actual, like, psychological benefits.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, first off, it's huge for social connection and bonding. When friends watch a show together, share a couple of relaxed drinks, it lowers the pressure, you know?
Yeah, I could see that.
It creates this easy shared experience. You laugh together, you comment on the show, you make these little memories. It actually helps people feel closer, more connected, without the intensity of, like, a big night out.
Like those regular brunch dates people have where they always catch a certain show?
Exactly. Those become, like, cherished traditions. Show Me Vegas really emphasizes how that consistent, low-key interaction strengthens bonds over time. It reduces social anxiety, actually.
Wow, reducing social anxiety. That's pretty powerful for just watching TV and having a mimosa.
It is, and it ties into the next big benefit. Stress relief and relaxation.
Okay, that makes sense. Taking a break.
Yeah, but it's more than just a break. It's like a structured way to disengage from the daily grind. You're focusing on something light and enjoyable, sipping something pleasant. It lets your brain chill out, properly decompress.
A mental reset.
Totally. And Show Me Vegas even has tips like making your space extra comfy, soft seats, nice lighting. It all helps signal to your brain that it's okay to relax.
Good tip. So it helps us connect, helps us relax.
Yeah.
What else?
There's also a cognitive engagement aspect, which might sound counterintuitive, maybe.
Yeah, tell me about that. Drinking and brain engagement.
Well, think about it. Some shows, like game shows or even shows with interesting plots or discussions, they kind of make you think, right? You're trying to solve a puzzle, guess the answer, figure out the story.
Okay, yeah, like playing along with Price is Rain.
Exactly. Or discussing a point made on The View. It gets your brain working, but in a fun, low-stakes way. And having that light drink can sometimes, loosen things up, maybe lead to more interesting chats about the show.
So it's not just passive zoning out. It can actually be stimulating in a pleasant way.
Right. It's entertainment that engages you. And talking about it with friends makes it even more engaging. Show Me Vegas calls it a form of pleasurable mental exercise.
Huh, interesting. And you're saying Show Me Vegas found research to back this up. It's not just a feeling.
That's what they emphasize, yeah. These are research-backed benefits. So it's taking this fun activity and showing there's actually some real substance behind why it feels so good and why it's becoming popular.
Cool. Okay, so if we want to try this, how do we get the pairings right? How do we match the drink to the show effectively?
Ah, the art of pairing. Show Me Vegas talks about atmospheric alignment. Basically, the drink should match the feel of the show and the moment.
Okay, makes sense. So, like, bubbly for something fun.
Exactly. High energy game show. Bubbly is perfect. Mimosas, Prosecco, hard seltzers, they feel celebratory and light.
But maybe not for, like, a serious documentary or something.
Probably not the best fit, yeah. For a more serious talk show or maybe a cooking show where you're focusing on technique, perhaps a nice glass of wine or even a sophisticated non-alcoholic tea could fit the mood better.
And does the time of day matter?
Definitely. Show Me Vegas points that out too. Morning shows, brunch time usually calls for those lighter, fruitier drinks. Mimosas, Bellinis. As you get into the afternoon, you could maybe shift to something a bit more complex, like a light cocktail.
What about themed drinks? Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
totally. That can be super fun. If you're watching a cooking show about, say, Italian food, maybe an Aperol Spritz, or a travel show set in the tropics, make a mocktail with pineapple and coconut. It just adds another layer of fun.
I like that. And you probably need options if you have guests.
Right. Crucial point. Always have variety. Different alcoholic strengths, different flavors, and definitely good non-alcoholic choices.
Let's talk about those non-alcoholic options for a sec,
Yeah.
because that's important for making sure everyone feels included.
Absolutely vital. And Show Me Vegas really highlights this. It's not just about offering like water or plain soda. You can make the non-alcoholic options just as exciting and tasty.
So, what are some good examples?
Think fancy mocktails. A virgin mojito with fresh mint and lime, a sparkling cranberry and rosemary spritzer. Fruit smoothies are great, especially for daytime.
Oh, yeah, smoothies are good.
Flavored sparkling water with fruit garnishes, iced herbal teas, maybe even some homemade lemonade or iced coffee creations. The goal is to make everyone feel like they're part of the fun, celebratory vibe.
Love it. Okay, now for maybe the most exciting part for folks listening, localization. Where can we actually do this in the U.S.? Where are the hot spots?
Right, because this isn't just something you have to do at home. Show Me Vegas has looked into places across the country that are really nailing this daytime social vibe.
Like specific bars or restaurants.
Exactly. Lots of places have figured this out. They've got great brunch menus, special daytime drink lists, comfy seating, sometimes even screens showing popular daytime stuff. They're basically designed for this kind of relaxed social daytime experience.
Okay, give us some names. Where should people check out?
Well, it varies a lot by city, obviously, but Show Me Vegas mentions some great examples. Like in New York City, you've got places known for lively, bottomless brunches, maybe like the Smith.
Okay, NYC. Where else?
Out in West Hollywood, the Abbey is famous for its brunch scene. It's practically a day party. Chicago has spots like RPM Italian offering a really sophisticated weekend brunch.
Nice. What about somewhere warmer?
Miami, definitely. Places like Sunset Beach give you that perfect beachy, relaxed vibe. And even Philly has cool spots like The Porch, which offer a great urban oasis feel for daytime hanging out.
So these places really lean into the daytime social scene.
They do. They create an atmosphere that's perfect for it, but you don't have to go out.
Right. Doing it at home can be amazing too.
Maybe even better in some ways. Setting up your own place gives you total control. You make it exactly how you like it.
So true. You get to pick the comfy couch. The perfect screen size?
Exactly. Make sure you've got comfy seats, maybe a big screen or a projector if you're fancy. Easy access to drinks and snacks is key. And Show Me Vegas had that fun idea of a DIY mimosa bar.
Oh, I love that. Let people mix their own juices and fruit.
Yeah, it makes it interactive and fun. You basically turn your living room into your own perfect little daytime lounge.
Okay, home base is covered. What about taking it outdoors?
Oh, that adds a whole different dimension. Enjoying shows or just the vibe with drinks outside is fantastic. Think parks, rooftops with views, maybe even chilling near a beach.
Yeah, fresh air, sunshine.
Right. Show Me Vegas talks about that sensory mix, the nice weather, the background sounds, plus your show and your drink. Keep an eye out for things like summer festivals in your town or outdoor movie screenings that sometimes happen during the day or late afternoon.
That leads nicely into festivals, actually. The U.S. has tons of daytime festivals, right?
Oh, absolutely. And many of them are perfect examples of this whole concept. They mix live music or performances, great food, and drinks all into one big daytime party.
Any examples come to mind?
Well, there's the iconic New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Music, culture, food, daytime fun. On the West Coast, the Santa Monica Pier Twilight Concerts have that amazing ocean backdrop.
Lollapalooza in Chicago.
Yep, during the day, Lollapalooza has that huge festival energy. And think about something like Miami's Calle Ocho Festival, a massive street fair celebrating Latin culture with music, food, and drinks. Show Me Vegas notes. These are prime spots for this kind of communal daytime enjoyment.
Okay, one more category. Themed brunch spots. These seem to be popping up more.
They really are. And they take brunch to a whole new level. Show Me Vegas highlights places that have like live music, amazing drag performances, trivia contests. It turns brunch into a whole event.
Where are these typically found?
Big cities often lead the way. New York is famous for its drag brunches, super high energy and entertaining. Las Vegas, of course, does opulent brunches, sometimes with actual show elements.
Vegas makes sense.
And Miami, again, with its day parties and beach club brunches, they go all afternoon.
Yep.
These places aren't just serving Eggs Benedict. They're creating a full-on daytime spectacle.
Okay, awesome. So tons of options for where to do it. Now, let's say someone wants to host their own perfect day drinking and show watching event. Any tips?
Yeah, planning definitely helps make it great. First step, according to Show Me Vegas, is picking the right show.
Makes sense. Needs to suit the crowd.
Totally. Think about who's coming. What would they enjoy? Is it a comedy, a game show, something more chill? How long is it? You want something that sparks fun, not boredom or arguments.
Good call. Then inviting people.
Yeah, inviting guests and setting the tone. Choose friends who you know will enjoy this kind of relaxed vibe. Make the invitation fun, hint at the theme maybe.
And then the actual space.
Crucial.
Yeah.
Make it welcoming. Comfy seating is non-negotiable. Have the drinks ready to go, some easy snacks out, maybe some low-key background music before the show starts to set the mood. It's all about creating that comfortable, inviting atmosphere.
Okay, food and drinks. What's the strategy there?
Organize food and drinks smartly. Think easy-to-eat finger foods, cheese board, fruit platter, maybe some mini quiches or sliders, things people can grab without missing the show.
And for drinks.
Maybe have one or two signature drinks, could be alcoholic or non-alcoholic, that fit the theme or the vibe, but also have those backups. Beer, wine, seltzer, soda, juice. Variety's key, as we said.
What about really leaning into a theme?
Oh yeah, creating a themed experience can take it up a notch. Show Me Vegas loves this idea. Match everything to the show.
How so?
Like if it's a travel show set in Mexico, maybe serve tacos and margaritas or agua frescas. Decorations could be subtle nods to the show. If it's a cooking competition, maybe everyone brings a small dish, potluck style, gets people involved.
Fun. Now, timing. How do you balance watching the show and enjoying the drinks?
Balancing drink and show timing. Good question. You don't want people constantly getting up or missing key moments. Show Me Vegas suggests serving the main round of drinks before the show starts or maybe during a commercial break.
So it flows better.
Exactly. It keeps things smooth. You want the drinks and the show to complement each other, not compete for attention.
Any other ways to make it more interactive?
Yeah. Adding fun games. This is a great tip from Show Me Vegas. Maybe some simple trivia about the show you're watching. Or a lighthearted contest for the best themed drink if you did a DIY bar.
Oh, nice. Keeps people engaged.
Totally. It just adds another layer of shared fun and laughter.
Okay, this all sounds amazing, but we absolutely need to touch on the responsible side of things.
Crucial. Absolutely crucial. Show Me Vegas is really clear on this too. Having fun is the goal, but safety has to come first.
So what are the key things to keep in mind?
First, setting limits and staying hydrated. It's daytime, it can be easy to lose track. Encourage yourself and your guests to pace yourselves, maybe stick to one or two drinks an hour, max.
And the water thing.
Super important. Have water easily available and encourage people to drink it between alcoholic beverages. It helps everyone feel better and stay safer. Simple but effective.
What about getting home?
Non-negotiable. Ensuring safe rides home. This needs to be planned before the party even starts. Know who the designated drivers are, have rideshare apps ready on your phone, maybe even pre-book some options.
Proactive planning.
Absolutely. It's part of being a good host. You want everyone to get home safely.
And finally, looking out for each other.
Yes, watching out for everyone. Keep an eye on your friends. If someone seems like they're overdoing it, gently and privately suggest they slow down, maybe offer them water or a non-alcoholic drink. It's about caring for your friends and making sure the fun stays safe.
That's really important. It's about community care.
Exactly. Yeah. It ensures everyone has a genuinely good, memorable, and safe time.
Well, this has been fascinating. We've really dug into how this blend of mindful day drinking and engaging daytime TV, especially with all these cool localized options in the U.S., is way more than just killing time.
Yeah, it's a real pathway to relaxing, connecting with friends, and just playing, having fun. We covered the drinks, the shows, those awesome locations Show Me Vegas highlighted.
Right. And the tips for making your own gathering special, plus the super important safety stuff. It's clear there's a lot to this seemingly simple trend.
There really is. It taps into psychology, social needs, and even local culture.
So, Deep Divers, wrapping this up, we've explored a lot, drawing heavily on those insights from Show Me Vegas. We've seen the benefits, the possibilities.
So the final thought for you to ponder, maybe, knowing all this now, thinking about the benefits, the local spots, the pairing ideas, how will you maybe elevate your next daytime get-together? How will you make it an extra special, maybe thoughtfully curated deep dive into fun and relaxation for you and your friends?